Armageddon, The Battle for Germany, 1944-45, by Max Hastings, read by John Sessions. A dictionary defines Armageddon, the site of the decisive battle on the Day of Judgment, hence a final contest on a grand scale. The last campaigns of the Second World War in Europe locked in bloody embrace more than 100 million people within and without the frontiers of Hitler's Greater Reich. Their outcome dramatically influenced the lives of many more. The Second World War was the most disastrous human experience in history. Its closing months provided an appropriate, terrible climax. The 1st of September 1944 marked the fifth anniversary of the German invasion of Poland, outbreak of the Second World War. The struggle had already continued for 9 months longer than the earlier conflict, once called the Great War. The 1914-18 conflict cost the lives of a mere 9 million people. Its successor would account for at least five times that number. Churchill's brilliant defiance in 1940 mitigated Hitler's triumph in Western Europe that year. Without his genius, it is likely that Britain would have sued for peace. At no time after June 1940 was there a possibility that British arms could defeat Germany. Yet it was characteristic of British self-indulgence that when Hitler invaded Russia in June 1941, some thoughtful people recoiled in disgust from the notion of fighting alongside the blood-stained Soviets. Churchill's government embarked upon a huge propaganda campaign to convince the British people that Uncle Joe Stalin and his nation were worthy friends of freedom. This was so successful that in 1945 it proved a painful task to break the news that perhaps the Soviet Union was not quite such a good thing after all. Yet, if the accession of the Soviet Union as an ally prompted equivocal sentiments, that of the United States provided cause for unstinting celebration.
"So we had won after all," Winston Churchill exulted on hearing news of Pearl Harbor in December 1941.
Between that date and May 1945, the United States devoted 85% of its entire war effort to the struggle against Germany. By the autumn of 1944, largely armed and equipped by the industrial might of the United States, the Allies were in no doubt of victory. But the gratitude of the weary, battered, hungry British people was mingled with resentment. The New World soldiers came to harvest the fruits of victory without, as the British saw it, having endured their share of the Old World's pain. A 32-year-old academic serving as a combat historian with the US Army, Forrest Pogue, wrote presciently, "The British will never get full credit for their part in winning the war, since their greatest glory was holding on in the 1939-42 period. This was a negative type of fighting, and will fade. Russia will be played down, perhaps, in later years. Hers was the positive sacrifice that broke Germany. However, ours was the voice and the helping hand that encouraged England to keep fighting." Winston Churchill enjoyed the years of victory much less than he had expected. He was made wretched by consciousness of his shrinking powers in the Grand Alliance. He was haunted by apprehension that Hitler's tyranny in Eastern Europe would be supplanted by that of Stalin. The United States made plain its intention to determine strategy in the West and invade Normandy in summer 1944, Operation Overlord, as its forces waxed in might while those of Britain waned. "Up till Overlord," wrote Churchill's private secretary, "he saw himself as the supreme authority to whom all military decisions were referred. Now, he is little more than a spectator." Tensions grew between Britain's prime minister and America's president. Roosevelt envied Churchill's genius, and Churchill increasingly envied Roosevelt's power. While Roosevelt's life reflected the highest ideals, he was a much less sentimental and more ruthless man than Churchill. Yet any claim of Roosevelt's superior wisdom becomes hard to sustain in the light of the president's failure to perceive, as Churchill perceived, the depth of evil which Joseph Stalin represented.